Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everyone. Welcome to our program tonight. And as you may know, it's tax time in this country. February, the deadline is usually April 15th to file taxes, right? Now, we've all heard the expression, there's two things that you're obligated to do in this life. You got to pay taxes and you got to die. All right, that's reality. You know. Now, why is it that the millions of us who are disabled and put the elderly in there and those at a disadvantage, why is it that the millions of us pay taxes and do not get the same service that everybody else expects and gets? All right. I'm not talking about a sign that maybe fell down or something. I'm talking about a sign or a traffic signal or a store window that you can't read if you're blind or disabled in certain other types of disabilities too. So, and in the mind of Inner Sight, the most vivid, the most horrible example of this took place a year ago, July, when Milton the guide dog was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation. Trainer left Milton in the van in the middle of a heat wave. Got off with a slap on the wrist. The school got away with it completely. Now, the owner of the dog, or the one, I don't know if she owned it or if she was in process of owning it. I don't know what their ridiculous rules are. I know that, you know, I know that once the dog is transferred over to the person, they should own it. But anyway, Michelle, the blind woman, pays taxes. Her and her husband pay taxes. They have a small business. They pay taxes. They buy equipment. They buy food for the business. They've got to pay taxes. They go into Macy's, one of the big stores, and buy something. Sales taxes, right? Every time you turn around. So why isn't someone like Michelle, who's blind and hearing impaired, protected from the payment of those taxes the way everybody else is protected? Now, let me explain what the hell we're talking about here, because people are really ignorant. A guide dog is a person's safety, a person's eyes, right? Those eyes were violated by the school. Now, not only did they kill the dog, they haven't replaced it. Where's the law? Where's the tax money that all of us pay that's supposed to protect people? What would happen if some agency violated somebody's eyes? Wouldn't they have to pay? Wouldn't they be open to a civil lawsuit and have to pay all the medical bills and everything else? The school hasn't done a damn thing for Michelle. They haven't given her another dog. They haven't helped her. They haven't even reached out to her. So we're paying taxes, those of us who are disabled, but we're not getting the same service. We're not protected. Now, President of the United States, Biden, I heard on the news today, raised something like $140 million, I believe I have it right, to try to keep the White House and opposing former President Trump. Now, all that money, you know, and a person like Michelle, who is in need of a guide dog, can't even get a fair hearing. There's no such thing as a fair hearing when you're violated by a service dog school. It's horrible. It's horrendous. And the politicians stand by and just have the attitude, oh, it's only a dog. They wouldn't have that attitude, God forbid, if it was their child's eyes or their mother or their sister or anybody, would they? They'd be right in there fighting like hell, wouldn't they? But because it's a dog and there's no law, Michelle has to suffer. And she's being made to suffer more by the school, by not replacing the dog. That has to be part of the case. But how do you mold it into part of the case when there's no law to begin with? Any Harvard law professors in the audience, give us the answer. How do you do it? Yeah. So there you have tax money paid and no service. A horrible, horrible turn of events with Michelle and not being able to get the simple things that we need. All right, in a second, we come back, we'll talk about taxes some more and some of the other things that we don't have, other services that we don't have. Brought to you by A Day for Milton. And if you visit Shelby's Kitchen here in Bellport, New York, you'll see the presence of Milton the guide dog. The phone number of Shelby's is 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen for catering, lunch and dinner. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, we did one in last May. It's about awareness, and it's about licensing the schools, regulating them. Contact Inner Sight. We'd be happy to walk you through it and happy to help you do it. 631-224-3090 is our InnerSight hotline. Or you can send an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And make sure you put your phone number. All right, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, and thank you so much for the cases of salmon for my guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. Big East, a Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. And you can look up their website, of course, and see all the beautiful dogs. 609-388-7004. If you need a phone number, 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue. Joanne Diamond is the lady's name. And we thank them for helping for many, many, many years now. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, going an extra mile for a child. Athena, another beautiful child that we have advocated for on more than one occasion. We kept her out of an institution. All right, InterSight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, their donation to InterSight is in the mail. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. Because nobody else tells these things. Nobody else has this approach that we have. And what it all spells out is equality. People pay taxes and they expect to be treated in the right way because they're equal. We're not. How can you be equal if a multi-million-dollar agency can kill a guide dog and get away with it and not even replace it? That tells you right there, that one fact right there tells you that the disabled population is not equal in this country because they get away with it. All right, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We're partnering up with them on the Nursing Home News Conference to take place in a few weeks, middle of March. We'll get you the date and all that. I think next week we'll have the information. All right, InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our InterSight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we ask you, please, to say prayers for a little girl, Eve. She's the daughter of Andrea, one of our volunteers, who was very ill, and I spoke to Andrea sent me a text tonight and told me that she believes she's getting better. So God watch over Eve. And I told Andrea, I said, my dog Charabelle is an angel, and she's watching over her. So any out there who believe in prayers, even if you don't believe in prayers, the little girl's name is Eve, the beautiful little angel creature, and remember her in the prayers. All right, InterSight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got the number for you here. Nobody starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary, and when he's able to raise the funds, he can help you with medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. Thank you, Gary, for all your help. And one of these days, we're going to get you on the show. Gary doesn't like notoriety. He does it because he has the beautiful heart. But one of these days, I think I'm gonna talk him into it. All right, InterSight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy. 631-888-1186. Any questions on mortgages, reverse mortgages, whatever your situation may be, give Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Thank the Islip Cleaners. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. All of our friends. Tony and his wife Jennifer, who have donated to InterSight and continue to be a part of InterSight. Appreciate that. All right, InterSight. And hey, if you want to stay in shape, let me give you this number. Guy's name is Devin Fernandez, and it's called the Third Eye InterSight, where you can learn how to protect yourself, feel good about yourself, and stay in shape. Third Eye InterSight, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. 631 area code. Third Eye. Insight. Tell Devin you heard about it here on Inner Sight. All right. If you believe you've been violated with your civil rights, call James Bahamundi. He's a civil rights disabled attorney and a tough guy. He's an ex-Marine. 516-783-9662. 516-783-9662. James Bahamundi. Don't let the last name throw you. Just call him Jim like I do. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. Yes, and talking tonight about all of us who pay taxes. And there's reasons why you pay taxes. 815, by the way, New York, Inner Sight. Some of the money goes for the police. Some goes to the schools. Some goes to the highways. Now, there are three areas right there that we're not treated equal in. You know? A person comes up to you and says, I'm a police officer. Well, you know, let me see your ID. You're blind. You can't read that ID. You can't read it. I mean, yeah, you could probably maybe hear a radio, but a lot of people have radios today. But we have to pay taxes to keep the police departments going. But yet, we're not treated equal. You know, you can't read. Happened to me one time. I don't know what it was in the subway. I forget. The police officer stopped me and asked me. It was a woman. Asked me if I needed help. I said, "Are you really a cop?" And she said, "Yes." And she took my hand. First, she said, "Here, touch my badge," and I was reluctant, you know, as a woman. You know, I don't want to be accused of anything naughty or whatever, you know. So she said, no, it's all right, it's all right. So I put my hand on her badge, but I couldn't read it. Some kind of lettering all scrambled together, see? They don't make it so we could read it. And yet we have to pay taxes for the to keep the police department going. Now, the police department, and most cops are good people. I love the police department. But call them that time when they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride in New York City on my way to a nursing home to help a blind woman. Called the cops, they never came. They have no jurisdiction. You know, if you're lucky and you call the cop and you're blind with a guide dog and they come and they intervene, they talk to the person may get nervous enough that they'll service you. But that's not got nothing to do with the law. That's because of, maybe somebody was disturbed because a police officer was talking to them. But we have to pay taxes. You call the cops if you're in a wheelchair. They can witness, and you can't get into an establishment. They can witness that, you know. But they can't make the owner fix the place so you can get in. The American Disability Act, yeah. People pay, we pay taxes for that too. But there's no money behind it. Now, where does all that money go in taxes? Why isn't the Americans with Disability Act getting their share of money to renovate and make sure that everything becomes accessible? There's no money behind the American Disability Act that I know of, even though we pay taxes. So there's another example. All right, Intersight, yeah.
We have Danny on hold.
Oh, all right. Does he want to be on a...
Yeah, he said he wants to be, put the hand up.
All right. We'll take a phone call.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Good.
We won. We won.
You won?
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
Yep.
That's cool.
So you got a new guardian?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Who's your new guardian?
My brother.
Oh, all right. Did the lawyer present it to the judge?
Yeah.
Oh, so you talked to him.
Yeah.
All right.
We went to court on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We went to court on Tuesday, and then she proposed a good case. And then when the Your Honor was on the bench, she's like, "I'm gonna do something, Mr. Rodney.
Yeah.
You are now Daniel Sophia's guardian."
All right. Well, who knows? Maybe somebody heard us on Inner Sight. You never know.
Yeah,
you
never
know.
You
never know. Well, there you go.
No.
All right. So now you got a new guardian, and your brother, I hope, is in favor of getting you out of there, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. So you get out.
They can't move.
Now listen,
they can't.
Yeah. Don't screw it up. I'm yelling at you like a bigger brother, because I don't want you to screw up again. You know what I'm saying, Dan?
I never screwed up in the first place.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but we won't talk about that. You know,
what
everybody
do you mean,
screws
I never
up somewhere
I
along
never
the line.
I never screwed
All
up
right.
in the first place.
All right, so you got the new guardian, and the lawyer cooperated, obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
We had it done by 12:30.
Say that again. You had the what?
We had everything done by 12:30.
Oh. All right. All right, so what's your next step? What are you going to plan to get out?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm already on the OPWDD list for a group home.
All right, so that's good, you know. You see, it was a good idea. We were going to do it, but it just... The way it turned out is just as good.
Yeah.
You know.
They're going to have everything in by May 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do their final report by May 15th. Once that's in, then... My brother takes over.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, the Guardian can make a big difference.
Oh, you're not even kidding about that.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully, eventually you won't need a Guardian.
No. That's what we're pushing for also.
Yeah.
Not yet, but... I told them I might. You guys came back, no go, you know, like, we'll be 6 months and then we'll do another petition.
Yeah. Yeah, take one thing at a time, you know.
Yeah.
When do you think you'll get out of there?
I'm hoping by June, because we have a cruise. They have a cruise. They want me to go on, so I'm hoping sooner than June.
So you be out of there by the spring?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's even better. Then when you present it to the judge, you don't need a guardian. I think you'll have a better chance to win that if you're not in there.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I'm not going to be in here. Trust and believe that.
Yeah. Well, when you get out, you got to celebrate.
We already did.
You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
That's cool.
When I found out that my brother was my guardian, I didn't come straight back here. I went to his house.
Huh. All right. Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Thanks.
You know, and anything in his site can do, you let us know.
I don't know. Maybe that did help, but I don't know. You know?
Sure. It can't hurt. I've always had good results from putting stuff on the air like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got Mary and Maureen out of the damn Mary out of the
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had them on the show every night, right from the nursing home.
Right.
And the nursing home got wind of it. And the next thing you know, they said to Mary, we're going to help you get an apartment. You don't belong in here. I'll never forget it, man. The power of insight. Let me tell you something.
When was that?
About a few months ago, right, Frank?
No, longer than that.
Longer? Okay.
Over a year ago now or more.
Over a year, wow. Time flies when you're
having fun. I haven't heard her on in a minute anyway.
Yeah. So, never underestimate the power of the media.
She used to be on every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys see, still be close.
All right.
See you soon. Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Thank you.
All
right.
Yeah,
Henry and Maureen, I think.
What?
I think we have Mary and Maureen on the line.
Oh, all right. Just a minute.
Okay.
In a site and talking tonight about how we pay taxes, the disabled, the elderly, and the disadvantaged, and we're not getting the same service out of that tax money that everybody else gets. And a perfect example of that is these damn horrible nursing homes. We have to pay taxes. Now, I wonder if somebody could figure this out, a mathematician, you know, how much money out of the national taxes goes to support nursing homes every year. Now, remember, we, the disabled, have to pay to be in the damn nursing home. And part of that payment is taxes. And yet there's no law to protect you if you're going to be put into a nursing home. There's no law to protect you with your money and your apartment or your house. They're going to take that from you. You pay them. You're paying the taxes to run the damn nursing home.
That's true.
Follow that. Figure it out. That's how it works. We have to pay. It's like, you know what it's like?
Hmm.
It's like paying the enemy and then they come after you.
That's the truth.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, it's like helping the enemy buy the bombs and the guns, and then they turn around and they bomb the country that helped them.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on. If people pay taxes and a lot of that money goes to the nursing homes, we should be protected.
Oh,
we
yeah.
should have the right to have our home health aid in the nursing home to help us. We should have the right to protect our money, our apartment, our homes, because we paid for them through taxes. Isn't that horrendous, the way this system works? And I don't think any other agency has ever presented this in the same light of inner sight. In other words, our own money is being used against us.
Right.
Let's take another phone call.
Yes. I'm going to try the 292 number, and then I'm going to... Louie's on the line after that. Right, hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You said Maureen and Mary are on the line.
Yeah, I believe that with the 929 number, it is Mary and Maureen, but I would wait.
So they're not on the line anymore?
No, they're still there.
Oh.
Hold on.
You said you were going to try the number. I thought you were going to call them.
No. Mary?
833.
It's me, Frank.
Oh, hi.
Perino.
Hey.
Hi, Miss Suzanne.
Caroline.
Yes, dear. I'm just calling to say hi. That's all.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I didn't know what's going on with the apartments. Not good, right? The real estate agent said there's nothing.
Yeah, that's what happened with my friend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a word about
apartments,
but I'll check tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And
if I hear anything good, I'll let you know.
The lawyer just does discrimination, your lawyer. So, but that was it. But I'm just calling to say hi. What's the conversation about today?
Wait a minute. You spoke to Jim?
Yes. He's a discrimination lawyer. Nothing. He just said very briefly. He only does discrimination and stuff like that. It's simple things.
Discrimination?
So, yeah.
Pertaining
I
to what?
Said, thank
Wait a
you. I'm not quite sure, but he was in a hurry. So short
well,
and
call
sweet.
Him back. Maybe I don't know. You say you have a case or what?
No. Just he said thank you for calling and say hi to Mr. Perino. But what's the conversation about tonight, Mr. Zen?
We're talking about how disabled people have to pay taxes and don't get the same services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't watch the news. There's floods everywhere, all over the state. Did you see that?
No.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's all over the news. There's floods everywhere, Mississippi. There's tornadoes.
The weather, yeah.
Lots of things going on, Mr. Perino. And
I don't watch the news. I listen to the business news, but I don't watch the news.
Well, it's there's, you know, there's a war going on everywhere in, where is it, Gaza City and Israel. So you don't know what's going on, Miss Suzanne?
No, now that you're talking about it, yeah, there has been a lot. And there's shooting in a lot of the schools and a lot of other places, too. And that
yeah,
bothered me.
Why don't they do something about that? They keep doing it, the same mistake over and over, right?
Yeah, because the politicians don't do a damn thing about it.
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Or
are any, all the kids? And there's no school this week, right?
Right.
For President's Day, yes.
Yes, dear. Okay, sing me off the air, dear. Bye now, sweet Caroline.
All right. I'll call you.
Take care,
about the
Bye, dear.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650, and yes, the tax money that we pay in is not being used in the right way. There's another example. All these people in the shelters on a waiting list because the agencies are not allowed to raise money to get them out of the shelter and get them into an accessible apartment. We have Louis on the line?
Yes, we do.
Oh, hey, Louis the Lip?
Yep, hold on.
Oh, let's get Louis on.
Hey, Louis.
In a sight. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing on
Hi,
Thursday
Suzanne.
Night?
Hi, Lou.
Yeah, Monday was a holiday. It was President's Day. Tuesday was the man from GLAD.
Yeah, right. Man from GLAD.
That's good.
What did you say?
What's that?
Man
what's that
from
Monday
GLAD?
Night? What's that?
Yeah,
man from Man I'm GLAD?
Oh, Man and GLAD, yeah. I thought you said Man from GLAD. I was going to say, who's GLAD? Who's the man?
That's trash bags.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
inside
a good one.
It's not trashy. Now get out of here. All right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so are you calling tonight to give us a heads up about tomorrow night? Is that it?
Yeah, what's tonight's subject you got?
We're talking about taxes tonight, how disabled people have to pay taxes, and we don't get the service out of it that everybody else gets.
Yeah.
Especially with these horrible nurses.
And my brother's birthday is the 25th of February.
Nice.
Oh, a couple of days.
Yeah.
My brother.
How old is your brother?
Tony used to be 63.
Is he older than you?
My sister's older.
Mm-hmm.
She's the oldest.
Yeah.
And I'll be 66.
Well, happy
July
you say happy 26th. Birthday?
What?
How do you say happy birthday in Spanish to your brother? Is
feliz cumpleaños, Feli.
Right.
La cumpleaños, Feli. La cumpleaños de Tony. Cumpleaños, Feli.
There
right.
you go. That's for Tony.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Antonio.
Yep.
Is Tony a police officer, too?
No.
Oh. right. Yes, how's your dad doing?
Okay, he's upstairs in the living room.
He's all right?
Yeah.
All right.
And my mom's okay. Right,
so,
she got the walker.
So tomorrow night.
The walker that will make you, that walker, you haunt her and you walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mother got it. Also, he has the cane also.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel sorry my mom fell down. I had to help her up.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
That's good.
How old is your mom?
90 years old.
Like
your
your
mom's 90?
Yeah.
My mom's 90.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was up there like that.
And I saw your repeat on Inner Sight on Thursday night, a repeat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now, what about tomorrow
say,
night?
Tomorrow night, want me to say the promo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Susan Taurasi, Russian name Ferrero. I want to say a few words tomorrow from 8 to 9. It's the Blog Talk Funny Frolics. We had a lot of fun with Susan and Suzanne and Frank and Lauren Hardy, the Honeymooners, Jimmy Dedekin, Man from Glad, and many more on Lauren Hardy.
Hey, look here. How'd you like to get one of these across your lip?
I mean, my name is Lauren. I love talking to the one only Frank Perino live.
Yeah. Better behave yourself, Pop. We're going to have to send you to the home. Oh, no, not the home.
Yeah, my name is Suzanne Sassani. I'm talking to Frank Perino right on the line. Hello, my name is Suzanne Sassani. I want to talk to Frank Perino. I got my partner right here. Hey, my name is Suzanne Sassani. I mean, Suzanne. And this is Black Talk Radio. Me freedom, I'm prepared for the shave. Oh, I'm talking to one of the ladies in Frank and Suzanne. How to flirt with a lady.
Wait a minute, I got a good idea, Louie. What we do one week, we'll give you a microphone and a speaker, and you say,
this is Louie Rivera reporting directly from the ladies' room. And they're, what?
And all the girls will scream.
We'll run out.
They don't go out, you stay where they are.
That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yes, it
would. Your lady room reporter, right here. Oh, miss.
What can I do for you?
Come over.
Hey, what can I do for you? We got Connie and Chrissy with me.
Woo! Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, turn up tomorrow from 8 to 9 on the nose. We're going to have a good time on the Frolics. I won't forgive you two. I'll give you a ringy, ringy, ringy on the telephony.
Yeah.
Ringy dingy.
Yeah.
All right. 843 New York, Inner Sight.
And Frank Perino.
All right. Hey, you want to sing a little song for us or what?
That save it for tomorrow.
Oh.
Frank, what do you think will be honoring Louie Rivera on Inner Sight Radio?
Yeah, as soon as we
yeah,
I want to
do that.
We got to do the nursing home thing first in March, and then I'm going to bring you in there.
That's cool.
Honoring Louie Rivera.
We'll bring you in April. Yeah.
Honoring Louie Rivera.
Yeah, I love to honor Louie Rivera.
Yeah, remember last time Buffy called this radio, Block Talk Radio, honoring Louie Rivera?
That'd be fun, right, Frank?
Well, maybe we'll have Buffy on the show when we honor you, if she could get there.
Yeah.
Where does Buffy live near you?
She lives in Shirley.
Oh.
Oh, she lives out here more near me.
Yeah.
What does she take
she's
the power to?
Where, to get to the inner sight?
Yeah.
Nah, she can't do it.
Oh. Well, maybe somebody could bring her. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I know. Okay. I'll get a hold of Buffy, and then you call up the Blog Talk Radio and honoring Louis Rivera.
Okay.
Yeah, she could do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Frank,
all right.
I love you. So is you, Suzanne.
Oh, we love you, too.
Inner sight. Thank
Take
you. You're
the nicest guy in the West.
Tell your mom and dad we said hello.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank.
All right, you take care.
Good night, Suzanne.
All right.
Take care.
Good night, Lou.
Inner sight and talking tonight about how people who are disabled have to pay taxes like everybody else but are not getting the same services. And the three basic ways, the service dog schools, we gave the example of how they killed Michelle's guide dog and they're not replacing it. And yet her and her husband pay taxes in the county. They're not Michelle's not protected. And there's no fair hearing system. Some of that tax money should go to provide a fair hearing system if someone is denied a sight dog. Doesn't exist. Nothing like it. The American Disability Act, tax money is paid, and I don't believe that any of that tax money gets put in to an ADA fund to bring about accessibility or to help someone who needs a wheelchair or ramp or whatever they need, whatever equipment they need. And the third, last but not least, the horrible, horrible nursing home places that we have to deal with. People who go to nursing homes have been paying taxes all their lives. Where's the protection? Where's the help? See, part of that money, another way to remedy this, part of that money should be put away by the agencies and or the government to keep the person out of a nursing home, since they've paid all that money all their lives. There's no kind of a fund like that. That's what Inner Sight wants to bring about. Mandate the agencies to raise money so people don't have to go to nursing homes. It's going to take a legislative miracle to pull that off. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, as Louis told you, is the funny, so have some fun here tomorrow night. And, come on down and have a good laugh. We're going to try to get some Rich Little on. We'll get Lauren Hardy, a little Sanford and Son. All kind of goofy stuff, goofy things. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to be on the program, drop us a line, email 1620, inner site, that is inner site 1620@gmail.com, or call the inner site hotline, leave your phone number 631-224-3090. Make sure you leave a phone number so we can get back to you. Yeah. All the years that my parents paid taxes, all the years that I paid taxes, different jobs I've had, all right, that alone should have protected me when about 30 years ago or more I was denied a guide dog by the very same agency that killed Milton. See, this has been going on for years and years and years, for decades. Because nobody's done anything about it. You know? I mean, why doesn't the government make a move and establish a hearing fund? You know, set up an administrative hearing situation with the tax money that the disabled pay, and then get the agencies to contribute to that, as you know, do fundraising, make money on it, and contribute to that fund. Why don't they set up a fund like that? Every school that trains service dogs must be registered with the federal government. They all have a federal ID number, and they're registered with the state. How come the government has not set up protection for the millions of us who have to deal with these agencies? We're not looking to hurt these agencies. We're looking to give people a fair chance. And you know what? Inner Sight is right. Because look at what happened. Because there's no fair chance. The death of Milton. And no recourse, no way, no fairness. It's been going on for what, 70 years? And not one politician has stepped up to say, hey, this is a good idea. Why don't we take this tax money and establish a fund so people can have hearings. You know, very similar to if you're denied Medicaid or Medicare. And no, I don't have that much faith in the system or in this country. But what else have we got? How else are you going to do it? You got to have governmental enforcement. Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing. So there's one way to remedy the whole thing, and let them do the same thing with the ADA and with the damn nursing homes. Set up a fund so people can have a fair hearing. You know, the problem with that is then you wouldn't need the nursing home. People can fight to stay in their own home. You won't need the nursing home. That's why the government won't do it. So we got to fight them on it, either that, or we got to somehow raise the money and do it on our own. It's a monumental task, world. Anybody out there who wants to change the way this system operates, call in a site, we'll sit down, we'll figure it out, how much we need to get started. The hotline, 631-224-3090. You never know who's listening. Or the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And I'm glad we were able to get the message out for Danny. I have no direct communication that it helped, but I have to believe that it certainly didn't hurt. You know, he won. He got his brother in as guardian. And I have to, based on past experience within a site, I have to say that I believe we did help. All right. We may never know how or when, but believe it. All right, Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne Engineer.
You're welcome.
And everybody who sticks by us, and please don't forget prayers for Eve, little sweet girl.
Tonight.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night, see if we can get some good laughter in here, you know. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight frolics. So, yeah, come on down and have a great time. And please remember, if you're going to vote for somebody, try to feel them out. Try to get them to do something to show that they're going to help people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the approach that I believe in. And I know now from working that way, I know that I'm not going to vote for certain people.
That's right.
There's one guy in Suffolk County who did a lot. He got the proclamation for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Romain. I'd vote for him.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't vote for all the others that I've...
I wonder if he's in my district. I'd have to find out.
What?
I'm wondering if he's in my district. I would have to find out. Board of Elections.
Well, he's a Suffolk County exec now.
Oh, okay. Well, it comes a little bit into Nassau, that District 3, a little bit. So I'm wondering if I could still
do it.
If
you're in Suffolk County, he's in your...
I'm a block and a half from...
I don't
Suffolk.
Know how they measure that. You'd have to find out.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our hotline, 631-224-3090. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolic. Oh, we forgot the Able News. Can you run the Able News?
Yeah, I could do it. Hold on.
Go out with Able News.
Yep.
Goodbye, world.
The newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Inner Sight, thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.